And we've got high school hoops coming your way at 6:30. Lorain County League action tonight as Columbia takes on Clearview. One of many great games going on around the area tonight. And a very special night over at Midview High School. Should be a lot of fun out there tonight. We've got Dan May, the Midview Athletic Director, joining us right now in our Ask the AD segment. Dan, thank you for the time this afternoon. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Well, it'll be a really cool night for you guys, and I know that there's certainly going to be a lot going on. Troy DeFranco night. So what's going on in conjunction with the game that you guys have this evening against the Amherst Comets?
Well, it actually originated from the Lorain County Basketball Coaches Association. They wanted to do something in Troy's honor to give back to everything he did for them. He was one of their leaders in the organization for pretty much the whole time he was serving as our head coach, but also since then. So it was kind of their idea to bring the county together to honor him. We initially talked about doing a day in December, but we also wanted to do it around when his family would be available. And I know his mom was out of town, so this is our next Friday home game, believe it or not. So actually, it'd be everyone in Lorain County, all the coaches, have the blue ribbons with the MIDI logo on them or a little pin. We've encouraged other student sections to wear blue to support him, and it's really taken root and flourished, and it'll be interesting to see, or exciting to see, how well it goes off tonight.
And, of course, the way things have shaped up this year, Dan, I'm not quite sure you guys could have picked out a better night. You've got the Amherst Comets in town, and that's the only team that's beaten Midview to this point in the season. So this was already going to be a pretty electric crowd, but obviously emotions running high. I think the opponent only adds more fuel to the fire for tonight.
Yeah, that is correct. Obviously, we have a good relationship with Amherst. Chad DeFranco actually still teaches there. He's one of their art teachers. Troy's brother. So it's like a perfect opportunity, perfect storm, would you have you. Tim Alcorn's actually going to be in town and going to address the crowd before the game so they can hear from someone besides me. But Tim is honored to do it. He's excited about it, and he can give his own impact on how Troy, or his own reality on how Troy impacted him. So it's going to be a great start to the game. Like you said, there will be some emotional points, I believe, especially here at Midview. All the other schools around the county will be doing some announcements as well, but it's not going to hit as it is here. But yeah, it's going to be a great atmosphere. We have our mini skippers at halftime, so it's a full evening of events. But it's going to be a great game on the court, and that's really what's going to keep people's attention once we move forward to the pregame stuff.
You said mini skippers at halftime. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What are the mini skippers?
Our skippers are our dance team, and they had their youth clinic this week. And it always culminates with them doing a performance with all the little girls. So there'll be like 30 or 40 little girls with our actual dance team on the court showing what they've learned over the last week.
Dan, you had mentioned a few moments ago about how, you know, it'll be really, really interesting to see how this spreads throughout the county tonight with all of the schools getting involved. But, you know, this impact certainly goes beyond the county line as well, and it did that last week when the Middies were over in Westlake taking on the Demons. And I thought that was really cool, the way everything went down, that they put a 50-50 together, and the person that won the 50-50 raffle actually donated the money right back to the funds for the DeFranco family. And it was really awesome to see all of that come together with Westlake getting behind it last week.
Yes, Coach Considine is a former Midview coach. He volunteered here the last couple of years. He returned to Westlake, which is where he originated. And he's always been our community outreach person while he was here. Obviously, him and Troy had a good relationship as well. So he kind of spearheaded that. They did a 50-50. They actually wore all blue for Troy as well. Just as things tend to come to fruition when we're dealing with stuff honoring Troy, the person was generous enough to give it back, and that was over $1,000 or so. That went straight to the DeFranco family to help continue their recovery or processing of everything that's going on. So it was an awesome night. It was also an unbelievable game. Neither team could miss for the first half, and Midview was able to do enough at the end of the game to pull out a victory.
Again,
it shows everything that the county and SWC do when someone needs it.
Again, we're being joined by Midview Athletic Director Dan May here on our Ask the AD segment on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, Dan, we'll transition now into news that certainly made big, big waves about a week or so ago when it became official. We had Elyria Athletic Director Heather Beck on with us to talk about the inclusion of the Pioneers into the SWC. It won't take effect for another year and a half here, but you've kind of led the charge this year as far as the SWC athletic directors are concerned, and you were at the forefront of this decision. So how did all of this come together?
Yeah, as the acting president of the SWC, it was kind of my job, along with Mr. Fasca, who's the principal of Midview. He's also in charge from the principal standpoint, to kind of communicate the decisions that were made. But the superintendents met a couple Fridays ago, and they were the ones that gave their stamp of approval to accept Elyria's application. We actually posted for applicants over the summer, so we had them all on file and was trying to figure out the right time to do some things, knowing Lakewood was leaving. But Elyria is a natural fit, at least from a Midview perspective. Half our district is Elyria. A lot of our kids' friends are from Elyria. They grew up together. Competitive-wise, we have a rivalry with a lot of other sports with them, and that's only going to grow for the other teams in the conference as they get to know Elyria better and by playing them in every sport. So it's something we're really excited about. I know Heather's really excited. The Elyria community is really excited. And in 2021, it'll actually become a reality for them.
What kinds of factors are at play when you're looking to make a decision like that? You know, from the outside looking in, we certainly thought that that made all the sense in the world. You alluded to how close they are in proximity. You know, a lot of the kids in Elyria, they enjoy playing youth sports and things of that nature as they climb the ladder, but then all of a sudden you get to high school and you're driving all the way across the greater Cleveland area to play games in Lake County against the Menors and the Euclids of the world, and then you end up going all the way over to play teams like Solon on that Cuyahoga and Summit County border, so you're going way, way away to play your games. What kinds of factors were at play when you guys were making this decision?
Yeah, like you said, there are a lot of factors that go into it. Geographical would be one. It's predominantly becoming a Lorain County league and Western Cuyahoga County, so that checks that box. They are one of the bigger schools, or will be one of the bigger schools in our league, but they're not completely out of range from us as the smallest school. But it's also their academics. It's the extracurricular, co-curricular offerings they have. The facilities are outstanding. They've done a lot of work for that. The high school is beautiful. It's really a culmination of all those things. They're great people to work with. They're, as county ADs, county superintendents, county principals, they already have those relationships together. So it's one of those things where we needed to fill a void, and they were the natural fit, and I'm really glad that it worked out.
And you mentioned a few moments ago there, too, for you guys at Midview, it makes a whole heck of a lot of sense because, you know, you guys are just so incredibly close in proximity. Now, of course, non-conference matchups, things like that, it's not like you didn't see Elyria at all throughout the year. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken here, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you guys will open up at Elyria on the football side of things this coming fall, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And from what I'm told, across the street from Ely Stadium is actually our district. So... we have one more year in our non-conference. Obviously, with them joining, we'll have to adjust things. So that'll impact our football schedule in 2021-22. But like I said, it's well worth it. Both teams will be able to find someone to play. And the benefits of them joining our conference are tremendous. And we look forward to working with them as we transition and then get things going in the next year and a half.
Well, clearly for Midview, it's been a big, big year, and, you know, we're just a little over halfway through it. And I know a lot of times when we have you on, Dan, we talk about a lot of the sports that are looked at as more of the high-profile sports. So winter sports season is just over halfway through, and, you know, things are going pretty well, you know, in sports that maybe don't get nearly as much pub as well. I want to give you an opportunity to expand on that. I know on the wrestling side of things, you know, Daniel Bucknavich is having one heck of a run for the middies. So what other things are going on in the winter sports scene for you guys as we get ready to wrap up the winter sports season here in about a month or so?
Yeah, wrestling is going well. From a team point perspective, we are short a couple of weight classes, so we are not as strong in a dual standpoint, but we do have a lot of horses. Bucknavich, as you said, is undefeated. I think he's 23 or 24-0 right now. In one ranking, he's top three behind the returning state champion and another finalist, I believe, or top four guy. But he's rearing to go to get some competition from – he would love to wrestle those guys probably today, but he's going to have to wait a little bit. We are actually hosting in the sectional wrestling for the first time on February 29th. So there'll be 9 schools coming to Kabuski Gym, including Elyria, Amherst, Avon Lake, and a couple other schools. So that'll be new for us. The district will be in Perrysburg. From a girls basketball standpoint, they're doing really well as well under first-year head coach Jesse Bendick. They just pulled off the upset of the year in their minds when they beat North Ridgeville here on Wednesday, 41-37. So they're looking to keep that going at Amherst tomorrow. But those are the two main sports that we have going on. We also have cheerleading returning to nationals at Disneyland in the next couple weeks. So it's a busy time of year, a lot of good things going on as we start our second semester, and it's a great time to be a Middie.
No doubt about that. And, boy, the sun started to peek through the window here in the studios in downtown Elyria, and I thought, you know, I've got to ask you about spring sports, because while spring sports are a lot of fun, they're also very, very challenging for athletic directors, because it seems like you put all that work into scheduling spring sports, but you end up spending more time rescheduling for spring sports, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, as I look out my window, the baseball and softball field looks like they're lakes right now between the ice that's melted and all the snow. But those will be ready to go once it dries out. But you're right. We always jokingly schedule non-conference games for baseball and softball, saying we hope we play on this day, but if not, we'll get you in later in the season. In a perfect world, it doesn't rain or snow anymore, and everything goes off smoothly. But we know in our job that's not going to happen in Lorain County. So it helps to have those relationships with the other ADs as well, because we know a quick phone call, everything will be straightened out, and we'll be able to reschedule.
Well, I guess we'll worry about the spring when it gets here. This hasn't been a terrible winter to this point, but you're right. I guess we worry about the spring when it arrives. Dan, as always, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for joining us. Should be a lot of fun at Kabuski Gym a little bit later tonight with all the festivities surrounding Troy DeFranco night. And as always, we appreciate you stopping in.
All right, thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Dan. Again, that's Dan May, Midview Athletic Director, joining us on the Ask the AD segment. Again, make sure that if you have a chance tonight,